The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. Indiana hosts Southern Illinois on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Okay, thanks. Preseason, good shape, healthy. More depth, the young players are helping us. Veterans doing well, so excited about our camp, the way we practiced. Looking forward to the journey starting with Southern Illinois. Very successful team in the FCS level, playing one of the premier leagues of that deal, so a quality opponent. Great challenge, and looking forward to the 4 o'clock kick this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Dan Harrelson with football.com.
Hey, Coach. Talk about your thoughts on running back Jordan Howard. Of course, he's the UAB transfer coming into Indiana. Just your thoughts on him as a running back, and also your thoughts on UAB getting rid of football with the football program there and then bringing it back.
Yeah, I don't know if I got a lot of thoughts as in regards to their program. And I know it costs a lot for college athletics, and I think in this day and age of the way the athletic environment is moving to the have and have-nots, if your school and institution wants to make the commitment, can make the commitment. So, you know, I'm not really into all their reasons why or why they did and why they came back. When the situation, we knew that for example, there would be several quality players at UAB. So when we caught wind that they were considering dropping the program, we did some research. One of their best players was Jordan. You know, we had a tremendous running back last year with Tevin Coleman. We felt Tevin probably would come out early. So we approached Jordan, had a good relationship with our running back coach, started. He was injured in spring with a hyperextended elbow, got 5 practices in. It wasn't a major injury, but it did cost him a spring. He's had a great summer. He's gotten a lot stronger. He's gained 70 pounds in his bench. He's in the best shape he's ever been in. He's over 230 pounds. He's really had a good preseason, and he'll be a part of our 1-2 punch with him and Devine Redding. We'll probably play a third back as well, but Jordan's had a great preseason, and we're excited to see him play live and see what we got there.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kevin. Big picture question. What do you think will ultimately determine if you guys have a really successful season this year?
Ultimately, you know, victory, you know, and wins. And we've been a team that has played competitive, and we've had some success, but we've been very, very inconsistent. So there's a lot of depth. Our team's growing. We still got a lot of growth to do. Young guys will be in the mix. Line of scrimmage play on both sides of the line can be pretty good. Our quarterback play can be pretty good. Our schedule is solid, but also very challenging. And we'll have to show up every week and play well. We've shown in the past that when we don't show up, we definitely do not play good football. When we do show up, we've been a good team. We've had great practices, a lot more consistent, a lot of energy. But I think this team's got a chance to be a winning football team, have a winning season that translates into bowls, and we'll see if we're good enough to be that. Everything is in place to be that type of team. We'll see if we can perform that way and live up to that standard.
What type of leader is Nate? Is he on the quiet side, or is he more outgoing with the guys?
You know, a little quiet because that's his personality. At the same time, as he has matured in age, he is a lot more outgoing or vocal. He's been a little bit more direct where, like, for example, he came up after practice and said, Coach, I want this guy and this guy to get more reps because I'm not sure if I'm trusting this guy and this guy yet, so I want you to give me these guys a little bit more in practice. So without telling us what to do, he's communicating what he sees, what he likes, and like I say, he's pretty solid. He's our guy, and he's growing into being what I think is a pretty strong leader with his style. I think you got to – you know, leadership is best coupled with performance, as Coach Walker taught me for years and years and years. He's going to perform well, but he's also gotten to the point where he's holding guys to a high standard, and he holds himself to a high standard. And I think that's what a great leader and a great player does.
Thanks, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Eddie.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. I just wanted to check in and see where Isaac James is with his recovery. Is this looking more and more likely that he might be a redshirt candidate, or is there still optimism he might see the field?
Well, he's been a little limited enough with practice opportunity that until the season really gets going, hadn't had enough yet to say he's not out, but he hasn't gone enough to say that he's kind of in the mix. So he doesn't have a major injury, but it's one that's taken a little bit more time. That's why we haven't ruled him out for the season. But as we go, there'll be a point in time that he'll have enough value to play or won't. Right now it's a little bit too early to tell.
Gotcha. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin, it goes, basically without saying that having Nate back is big for your passing game. Would you evaluate, how he held up throughout training camp? Were there any signs of rust, anything with the injury that showed that any concern you guys have there at all?
No, matter of fact, he came back. That's a great question. He came back in spring and really looked pretty good in spring like him old self. So there wasn't a lot of rust from spring. And the way we're able to do things now going through the summer and the whole team's here in the summer 7-on-7s that the kids run, we can't coach the ball side, but there's a lot of footwork and development. He was able to get back in the weight room and get stronger. He's looked really, really good. We don't really turn him loose, although he's gotten pushed around a little bit, and the D-line's really done a great job of to me, pressuring our quarterback and some things I like to see for our football team defensively. He's not truly been hit, but other than that, he's looked great. Best preseason he's had. I think he's been very impressive. I think he sets up to give himself a chance to have a very strong year.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Our final question comes from the line of Alex McCarthy with Inside Indiana.
Hey, Coach. How are we doing?
Very well, Alex. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to ask, what have you guys done on both sides of the ball to kind of improve execution in the red zone? I know that was maybe not where you wanted it at last season.
Well, I know offensively, we have always been, from the very first day of spring or preseason, an offense that didn't talk about running plays, but also situations, whether it be third down situations, scoring zone situations, et cetera. Our offense struggled a lot last year after the injuries at quarterback, and we really got a little bit one-dimensional. So from an offense side, but we really pressed our defense hard and really got, I think, Coach Norton, his coach, is looking at, again, every day we're practicing some sort of scoring situation, whether the ball's on the 22, the ball's on the 18, the ball's on the 9, the ball's on the 4. It's first down, second down, third down. We've done a lot of stuff at the end of the half. 20 seconds, you don't have a timeout, it's on the 15-yard line. You got a scoring opportunity, don't get tackled inbounds. Don't throw the ball inbounds. So we've worked on situations a lot. We've done more situational football this camp than ever. Hopefully that will translate into executing better when those situations come up this Saturday and the following weeks to come.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I as well. Thank you.